Jackson.
All right, so today I want to talk about the different, all the various menhagim. Not exactly all these Sirim on Sviya Soima, but the different, there's different menhagim. What are the days? When? Which days do we keep? First half, second half? There's different, and there's a few more menhagim as well. I'll try and go through them and see where it comes from. There's a few interesting makoris exactly what this is all about. So it starts off, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Samech Beis, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Amru 12,000 zugim talmidim hoyer Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva had 12,000 pairs, 24,000. Megivas v'alam tifras v'kulon meisu v'peirik echad, and they all died in one time period. V'peneshlo inogu kovet zelizeh. This is the famous Gemara because they didn't show enough respect to each other. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara carries on. Tana. There's a brayse that says kulon meisu. What's the period that the Gemara didn't say what? Says the Gemara, "Mi Pesach avad Atzeres." They all died. The period that they died was from Pesach until Shavuos. That's the end of the Gemara. And the Gemara continues other things. That's the end of the Gemara. So, okay, nothing to do about it. The Gemara doesn't say Medina the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't add there's anything that you have to do about it because of this. That's the Gemara just tells us the idea. So it comes down on the Tor. The Tor brings from Rishonim. There's a peck of Rishonim. They say that because of this Gemara, there's a minug, and he brings there the lashon is Nagu Kol Yisrael. Everybody has took upon themselves this minhag, not to get married in this tkufa, not to get married. That's all the Torah says. And what's this tkufa? What's the period? So the pashtus in the Torah, it sounds like the period is from Pesach until Shavuos, from Pesach to Shavuos, the whole 49 days, the whole thing. And then the Torah carries on. There's also minhag not to have haircuts, not only in marriage but also haircuts. And then the Torah says, but in haircuts there is a minhag. To stop by Lag Boim, to stop. He says to stop only, not all the way right to the end. There's a minute to stop there. But when it came, when the first minute seems to be the main minute was marriage, and then another minute as well Chazal took on as well not to have haircuts. That's the chur, it sounds like from the Torah. The Torah sounds like the minute is from beginning to end. Comes along the Bis Yosef. And the Bis Yosef says something, the Bis Yosef says this. There's a medrash, he says, that says, that no, it wasn't from Pesach until Shavuos. The Medrash adds another one word. The Medrash says from Pesach about Prois Atzeres. About Prois Atzeres. Says the Bis Yosef, what's Prois? Prois, we know, is a Prusa, it's half. Prois is always a half. Says the Bis Yosef, a half of what? A half of a Chodesh. So he said, a half of a Chodesh is how many days? 15. So if he says, if you take 49 days, take off 15, how many days is left? 34 days. Says the Bis Yosef, according to this Medrash, there's only an Issa for the first 34 days. Because this is the tkufa they died. They didn't, after they stopped dying already then. This is, in other words, up until Lamed Gimel is included, Lag Boim is included, and Lamed Dalet is included as well. It says, and Takle Machaba Paskins, because of this Machaba Paskins, that there's an Issa to get married until Lamed Dalet, not to get married, not to have haircuts, until Lamed Dalet. And Lamed Dalet, we know, there's another rule, Mixasayim Kekuloi. So just the morning of Lamed Dalet, and from Lamed Dalet onwards, there is Mutter. And Ada Yom Hazeh, this is the minig.
Is that Bein Pesach says or Mi Pesach? After Pesach started?
From Mi Pesach. From the Chayyar, from beginning of Pesach. From day one of Pesach. So from, yeah. Okay. One second. It's 49. It's 49. It looks like it's the second of Pesach. It's from the second. The Cheshvan is from the second. Where it comes from, then attack where it comes from secondly. So Ada Yom Hazeh, the Svadim, that's the Svadish Minhag. I'm also a Svadi, I'm talking from my own behalf. The Svadish Minhag is not to have haircuts and not to get married on Lag Boimah. Only until Lamed Dalet, that's when they can shave, that's when they can get married. They won't make a chasana, strictly speaking, a Svadi will not make a chasana on Lag Boimah. Now, that's Minhag number one. Minhag number two, that's the second. Now, it comes along the Ramah, and this is Ashkenazi Sheminah, and now this, the Ramah, brings another Makor, brings a Tosfos. It's not a Tosfos in Shas, it's a Tosfos brought down in the Rishonim. The Rishonim bring down this Tosfos, and Tosfos says like this. He says that they died, that when they, he says, the Lashon is, he's the Tosfos says that they died between Pesach and Shavuos. They died between Pesach and Shavuos. This is now, we're going now, this is minhag number three. And in this minhag, it splits off to a whole of different menhagim that Ashkenazim and Taka have. You want to have a different, it depends from different Tosfos said they died between the days of Shavuos, but they only died on the days they don't say Tachanun. The days they do say Tachanun, only died in the days that you do say Tachanun. So let's make a only died the days. Let's make a cheshbon simple. 49 days. So the 49 days start second day Pesach. So that means, in other words, we have now 7 days Pesach. We have a Tumah and Chosloit. So we've got 7 days Pesach, which we don't say Tachanun. And now Shabbos, you don't say Tachanun all Shabbos. What? Yeah, no, it says Meikadin. We're talking about Medina. And Shabbos, we don't say Shabbos. Now, six Shabbos, because one of them is already in the Pesach. So that's seven and six. And then 3 days of Shredesh. 2 days of Shredesh Iyar, and 1 day of Shredesh Sivan. So seven and three is 10.
So
16.
What? So 16.
Days. Right? So 16 days. So what's 49 minus? 49 minus 16? Not 56, it's 33. And that is. The cubit is only for time. Right? Yeah, so now 49 minus 16, not 15, 49 minus 16 is 33. So they died, in other words, they died for 33 days. 49 minus 16 is 33 days. Now, since they didn't die consecutively, they died, it was a bit haphazard, it wasn't one day after the next. So we are allowed to choose. You can choose whichever 33 days you want. You've got rights to choose whatever you want. You can decide whatever you want. So minig number one came out from this was from first day of Oymer until Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer is also really part of the Issa, but they're mixing Pekuloi. Until Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the last day of the Issa. And minig number two was not from first day Pesach, second day Pesach, Lag BaOmer, but instead from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. From Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and this minig the Ramah brings is not including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yeah, Taka the minig. A lot of Ashkenazim Taka get married on Rosh Chodesh Iyar as well. So from the second day Iyar, is day sixteen. So then from day 17 until day 49 is also 33. Yeah,
Nachamon. Second day is day one.
Second day is day one of these 33 days. But it's you knocked off already 16. Because second day is 16th of Svius Oymer. Yeah? Understand? So 49 minus 16 days of Svius Oymer is 33 days. So from the day after Shredesh Iyar until Shavuos is 33 days. Also, boom, you got 33 days as well. Now, nevertheless, for some reason, instead of making Mixas Hayom Kekule the last day, Erev Shavuos, and they said, Erev Shavuos we can shave. So they decided we'll choose Lag BaOmer instead. They made Lag BaOmer. So even according to the they had this minute from third day year till Shavuos, they can still get married and shave on Lag BaOmer. Why? Because they chose Lag BaOmer for the Mixim Kekuloi. How do you do that? Well, normally Mixim Kekuloi is right at the end of the period. Yeah, so they chose. It's more of a Kuladik. No, so Erev Yom Tov is according to this minute. If you make it on Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, and you say you only start counting the 30 days from the third day Iyar, second day Iyar, so Erev Shavuos is also. Erev Shavuos is also, yeah? So not shave Erev Shavuos. No, is that, what is the meaning? What is the meaning? You should do shave.
Everyone does.
Yeah, so Mishabura says that Erev Shavuos, you can make a Mixiyam Kekuloi. But you did that already like Boyman. So so according to this, no, Shishman Gmala is also Asa. There's no, Shishman Gmala doesn't have this Issa. Doesn't have this Heta.
They do that.
But no, so Mishabura Taka says that they do Mixayim Kekula on the last day as well. But I'm not sure how you could do two Mixayim Kekulas. Yeah. You already did your Mixayim Kekula like Boyman.
That's because of Erev Yom Tov.
So what? So? Why should Erev Yom Tov? No, I don't think there's a Heta that. And it's only a Mitzvah Kekula. Mishabrut, I can bring a Mitzvah Kekula, but I'm not sure why how we have two Mitzvah Kekulas
there.
So I'll tell you, if you're already going there. So how many Minhagim did we have now? We have the Tor. Okay, we'll put that aside. So we had the Minhag of Bais Yosef, and that's the Svalish Minhag. And then we have two Minhagim which came out from this Tosfos that the Ramah brings down. Either the first 33 or the last 33. Now there's another Minhag. Yes, because you mentioned it already. There's another Minhag that the Prima Godin brings down. And that is to keep exactly what Tosfos says. In other words, this, if you want to put it, this is really the most chomodik, it comes out, the most chomodik minute. And that is to keep the Issa of Avedas and Svius Oymer on the days that they died, the days which we say Tachnun on. In other words, not Pesach, not Shabbos, and not Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, it's really from beginning to end. But Pesach anyway, no, anyway, you don't get married, you can't shave, and on Shabbos, Pesach as well. So it's really comes out. It comes out. It's quite a chumrah.
Like on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you
could say. So if like Boimer.
According
yeah. According to this, yeah, you can make like women's in Kikulai, like the first one. You can choose to make.
Every Arab Shabbos.
Every Arab Shabbos. Okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Right, so now this is we've got the Bisyasa's minhag, then we've got the Ramah's minhag. There's two minhagim within the Ramah. And then there's this also this, and there's this Prima Golem brings another minhag, a third minhag. So we really got really four minhagim. There's a fifth minhag. There's a fifth minhag, and this minhag the Chassidim took on very much, and a lot of Sfadim as well, especially those which are noyga pika bola. And this is an interesting thing. No shaykhus to this Gemara, no connection to this Gemara, and that is a pika bola. The Kapachan brings it down, and the Chassidus Shasvam, they always bring it down as well. The Mechassid also says, he explains, this is the Minig Taka, this is called this Makor. A Pikabola, the Yemei HaSvir is Yemei Din, whatever that means, and Din rests on hair. So the Mela, the Minig is not to cut hair. Because Yemei Din, we don't chepper with hair, because it corresponds to Din. It's Yemei HaSvir. That is it, I've come.
Except
like when? What?
Except like
when? So no, according to this, according this is Arizal, it comes from Arizal, according to this minute, Chassan is okay. Therefore, says the Kafachayim, that we've got really two.
Nobody else will
go. Huh?
Nobody else will go.
Yeah, it's a chippy of it. But we've got really two sibbas why to be no gavelas. Sibba number one is because of the Gemara. And the Gemara we started off saying, really only mekatin, only us as getting married, not haircuts. Only as the tour starts off, the minigas get him married. He says also the minigas as well to be at that. So now, according to this minig, that some Sfadim have, and the Chassidim have as well, it should come out like this. And that's taka what they taka, as far as they know it. And that is like this. Getting married, they don't get married until Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer, from Lag BaOmer onwards, they already get married until Shavuos. But having haircuts, they don't have haircuts all the way until Shavuos. So this Isov, which is Makoris and Arizal, doesn't include getting married, like we think, right? It only ended up as a completely different point. It got a cutting hair.
Because
you made din and dinner rests on hair. That's it. There's another Isov getting married, Medina, which is Nevea from the Gemara, which they're showing in Brim. And that Isov is, again, like we said before, whatever your minig is. So the minig of the Tak of the Chassidim is only until Lag BaOmer. So it's interesting like this. As far as I know, a pikabol Lag BaOmer is also part of the Issa. But because the Chassidim have different, not everything is Mamash Alpida Arizal, it's different Makaris, different. But the funny thing is, it comes out, according to what we said till now, that Lag BaOmer, I think we always have this conception that, yeah, Lag BaOmer, why is Lag BaOmer suddenly everything stops? And you can shave a haircut because Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a Hilula from Hashem Bayechai. Lag BaOmer is a Yom Simcha. So maybe the whole table's turned. But according to this, nothing will do with Hashem Bayechai.
No, exactly.
The only thing.
Other than that, you can't
remove
their haircuts.
Yeah, you take it because Mixed Yom Kippur is only the day.
I'm wrong.
They listen to music than that. Okay, music. Yeah. Music is a completely different noise. If you notice, I never mentioned the word about music. It's a completely different noise. Yeah, maybe if we've got time, we'll mention music as well.
So what are you saying about Shimon Chai?
So we mentioned before that there are more. One of the Muslim Hagim is to keep from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos, and they chose Lag BaOmer. They chose Lag BaOmer as a day for Mixayim Kekula. Why Lag BaOmer? Why did they choose Lag BaOmer? So the Taz brings, the Bush brings. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you why they chose Lag BaOmer. According to this minhag that we take on is from Rosh Chodesh. Until we're going with Tosfos, and Tosfos says they died in the whole period, besides the day that you don't see Tachna. So there was no possible.
But why?
Where does this come from? It comes from Tosfos. Tosfos said they died from Pesach Tosh was besides the days that you don't see Tachna, which is Yom Tov Shabbos and Mishchodesh. Not BaOmer. Yom Tov Shabbos and Mishchodesh. So why did we choose Lag BaOmer as a day for Mixayim Kekuloi? Meichatesa, my high. So the Taz brings.
It's the end of the others.
No, others.
Not
halfway. The Taz brings Pshat. He brings the Tam. The Tam is Azoy. The Tam is we choose day 33 to be meramas that he died 33 days. That he died for 33 days. Because like we said, the 49 minus all the days that you don't say tachnun is 33. So no shaykh is still to Rabshim Baichai. No, it's because he died for 33 days. So we chose this Lamed Gimel Boimer to bring this point out, that that's the 33 days.
Yeah, they should keep 33 days.
Yeah, so they keep keep 33 days. Sure,
we do. Why
should you keep it full 33
days?
No, because it's halacha. It's mitzvah. That's already all halacha. That yeah. That the mitzvah.
It has to be done. Not that. And therefore, happened to be just completely two things, random two things together, and that's it.
And we chose randomly. No, we didn't choose random. Who happened to be Shem Bechai died that day? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Happened to die on that day.
Yeah, no shaykh. I'm saying this is all before. This is all long before Shem Bechai's yahrzeit. This is all no shaykh still. Yeah, we haven't. It hasn't yet. But the pele is as if the pele is like this. The pele is that according to, so that's time number one why they chose Lag Boimer, why it's a Yom Simcha. The pele is the Rama himself says it's a Yom Simcha. The Rama says that Lag Boimer is a Yom Simcha. Now why is it? Why is the Rama say? Where is this Yom Simcha? Why is this Yom Simcha? So the Prichalish said, oh, you want to tell me because they stopped dying. They stopped dying, so let's go through one by one. According to the Bis Yosef, they stopped dying only the next day. Yeah? And then according to Tosfos, they didn't stop dying that day. It's not true. They stopped dying Erev Shavuos. They didn't stop dying then. And then he said, the Prichol says even more. Even if you want to say because they stopped dying, but why is it a simcha? There was no one else to die. There was the Gemara in the famous Gemara that on Tisha B'Av, the Eden in the Midbar, they buried themselves and they woke. And the last year they didn't die. It's a big simcha because they expect themselves to die and they didn't. But here there was no one to die. It's finished. What's the simcha? It can't be that's China Ramah. That's the Yom Simcha. Says the Prichadash. Right? So and more the bigger pele is that the Bis Yosef we said holds. And the Shulchan Aruch passing that is that we only stop Avedas Yom Namadalot, only the day after. And nevertheless, the Svadim are noig not to say Tachnun Lag Boimer. Why? And the Bis Yosef in Hilchas Tachnun doesn't exclude Lag Boimer. Doesn't. He says Lag Boimer doesn't say that's one of those days that you don't say Lag Tachnun. And nevertheless, the Svadim, we don't say Tachnun Lag Boimer. So why? Mechtis. So here, this is where it comes. The Pshim Beichai's Hilula. This is brought down in the. It seems the Makori is the what's it called? Is the Kisvei Arizal, and he's the one. I mean, the Arizal is Yedua. The Arizal himself. The Arizal himself went up to Meron on Lag Boimer. The shine is what the Bis Yosef himself did, because the Bis Yosef, as we said, it sounds like the Bis Yosef that Lag Boimer is nothing. Lag Boimer is a normal day. And there's a shayla of what the Bis Yosef himself did. The Stichemet brings Eidos. The Bis Yosef himself took his children up to Meron and Lag Boimer. Right? He wasn't far from Tzfas to Meron. They took it and they made a simcha on that day. So even though maybe you don't find the Bis Yosef that there's an Indian of simcha, but a meisa we do see there is an Indian of simcha. How? So that's the sibba. Why there's no tachon on that day? Meaning even if he's the Bis Yosef, and if he's the Svad and the Mekah did, there should be a problem. Now says the Prichodosh, since we don't say Tachnun or Lag Boimer, he says, what happens if a Svadish has a haircut or Lag Boimer? Shouldn't, yeah? Like we explained. He said, you don't have to be Moicha. Because since we don't say Tachnun, because we see there is an Indian of Simcha, so in Echama, there's Yesh Mokum, there's a lot of Mokum to be Mekel. And if he's a Prichodosh, you can Zichr be Mekel with music, even if you want to be Machme on Lag Boimer, even if the Zichr can be Mekel on music. Music is a whole different world, a whole different noise, we'll talk about it now. Shkoyach.
Hi.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.